7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
You're gonna start any minute. You got to get your kitty.
Oh my god, it's starting. Get your kitty butt in here.
Okay, kitties are in the business, Pat. Yeah, so the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome to another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and the sergeant-at-arms of this committee is sitting right here in the kitty business pit, licking my shirt. Is that a delicious shirt? Oh, now she's licking the blanket. Because it's cat business time. Okay, and the reason it's cat business time is because I'm between games. It's another really huge sports ball day for me, and I am currently looking at tables because I need to get caught up on some information that I'm not having. And anyway, so right now I'm between football games, and the next football game starts in a little bit more than an hour, so I gotta do some research and drink some tea. Oh yeah, I'm drinking that weird green tea today. It's really good. Anyway, I'm sitting here checking tables, and right now I'm staring at the Big Bash League table for this year, 2022 and 23. Oh, wow. The Adelaide Strikers are ahead of my Perth Scorchers. And, well, Perth still has a game in hand, so, you know, we'll see what happens, right? Okay, yeah, checking statistics. Look at this net run rate. Wow, just a kaboom. Anyway, so, yeah, I've been watching a lot of cricket, a lot of short-form cricket. If you like cricket, or if you don't even know what it is, you might want to check out Big Bash League, because I feel like this is the best form of cricket for Americans to understand, because this is basically the equivalent of a home run derby, and it's just guys trying to hit the ball as many times and as far as possible. So, you know, that makes for good sports. Now, on the other window or tab or whatever I got going on here, I've got the other table that I need to look at, which is of course the Premier League table. And as of right now, this is unbelievable. As of right now, oh, this is the wrong damn table. Give me the, why did this change? Here we go. Yeah, this is just about killing me. This is just about killing me, because look who is up in second place. It's our Newcastle United. Unbelievable. As of right now. Of course, there's a lot of games to play. In the, oh, look at the yield. And how is Fulham in eighth? Absolutely crazy. I'm glad Leicester's moved up. Oh, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So, yeah, I'm kind of caught up on my sports ball now. I suppose if we really wanted to, we could start up some background music. Maybe it would help this cat not fall asleep in the kitty business pit. You're in the kitty business pit. This is not the kitty sleeping pit. Oh, now she's just flopping over. You need to go over and get in the kitty sleeping zone. That's over there. That's 2 meters to the left. Yes, look at this kitty face. All right, so I got a very kitty fluffy face. And I don't know what I feel like doing today. I don't have much going on, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of a strange day. The cat's being very obstreperous.
You don't sleep in here. This is not the sleeping zone.
This pit is for kitty business only. Anyway, so while she's doing that, we're going to do this. You know what's up. It's time for the candy report. Yeah, I had some candy last night. It was pretty delicious. The first piece of candy I had was, you know, the traditional lychee-flavored Kasugai gummy. Delicious, 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 but a little on the subtle side, and it requires some flavor bolstering, which is what I like to do with the sour guava hard candies. And I eat three of those during the time I'm working on that lychee gummy. So that was about it. And then, about, I don't know, 20 minutes after that, I thought, I need a little bit more candy. So I had a melon pooch out. Oh, it was so good. I love those. I also like the mango pooch house. I think I'm going to have mango pooch house tonight. So that's something to look forward to. And that has been the Candy Report.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Gunnar Gunnarsson?
Yeah.
There has been another murder.
I already know. The victim was my son.
You don't seem very upset.
We were not close.
The killer could be anyone in Helgesund. That's over 7 people.
Wait, I'm getting a call. Allow me to slip into fluent English.
Hello? Gunnar Gunnarsson? Is it about my son, Gunnar Gunnarsson, son?
Understood. I know who the killer was.
Who was it?
It was you. You got me.
Oh, is it about my son, Gunnar Gunnarsson's son? Okay, so we had to hear some dentures. Yeah, and what did we hear? We had to hear both part one and part two of The 2,000 Pound Bee. I love The 2,000 Pound Bee, and I wish there were 2,000 pound bees floating around in my neighborhood. You know how much I like the big bumblers. Oh, yes, I'm already looking forward to springtime. Oh, the days are getting longer. Spring is just around the corner. Oh my god, what is today? Is today the 3rd? Is today the 4th? I don't know what day it is. But, yeah, so we got, what, 4 weeks until Michaelmas. And then another 6 weeks until the first, oh god, it's 10 weeks away till the first day of spring, and even then it's not very springy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to squawky little baby herons, lots of golf balls, and marmots running around in the forest, because that's what I'm into. Okay, so, yeah, now what? Is it going to turn into Ventures Day? Is it going to turn into Surf Music Day? Don't know where I'm going with this. Let's just hit random.
Take away your name. Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today. Your golfers will appreciate it with every round. For more information...
張り切ってどうぞ。うるせえよ、うるせえよ、うるせえよ。パープか。まあひどい。なんとも低いクオリティ。ピピミ。うーん、いい。バカみたい。自信たっぷり披露してポップコ。泣かないで。涙はあなたに似合わない。
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Grandfather. Ow.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Gunnar Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson song.
Oh, yeah, I had to hear some Slade. I don't know what got into me. Suddenly I had to hear Run, Runaway. Because... Well, I don't know. Not exactly sure what got into me. Perhaps it was the spirit of Naughty Holder, who, to the best of my knowledge, is still alive. So it's not like I'm being possessed or anything like that, but that might be interesting. As for me, I need to think about food and how I'm going to work this. The pre-game show of my next football game is starting. This is gonna be a few more minutes, but the big question is, do I have time to make food? Or am I gonna have to sit here and watch the game until halftime and then make food? I don't know, it's a matter of logistics that I need to solve. I need to solve this problem. I guess it's all gonna depend on what I eat for lunch. What did I eat yesterday? I think yesterday I had a turkey sandwich. Yeah, that seems about right. And that means today I'm going to have what? I don't know. I'm not a turkey sandwich. I'm trying to eat different things every day. Am I going to make soup today? Am I going to bake some potatoes today? Wait, I think I'm out of potatoes. But I've got sweet potatoes. And I've got noodles. I've got all kinds of noodles. And I've got pasta sauce. Maybe I'll... No, I don't know. Egg rolls? Do I want egg rolls? Do I want a burrito? I don't know. I'm feeling very indecisive, but I'm sure I'll force a decision on myself, the result of which you will hear on tomorrow's episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.